Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get to this. You guys ever call people turds?
I don't know. Maybe when I was six?
Not really. No.
I mean,
I appreciate it. I just don't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got better words that I'd call somebody. I wouldn't be like
if you're infuriating me to the point of going down there, it's going to be probably something that would have to be bleeped out.
Yeah, and you're not going with the PC turd version?
No.
Even on the air, though, I just call somebody a douchebag before I'd call them a turd.
Yeah, I don't even know if that applies, too, in this context, because this was said this morning. So Rex Ryan, who is he still around, man? He's still there?
Yeah.
Still collecting checks?
One foot at a time.
Oh, no. Was this on the Get Up this morning?
This was on the Get Up.
He was on the Get Up.
He was zooming in with Greeny.
And Amari Cooper got brought up, and here's what old Rexy had to say.
I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against, when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd.
So Rex Ryan wouldn't have paid that turd. This ended up going viral because, you know, there's not a lot to talk about right now. So ESPN ran with it, and then he was on a show later. What show did he go? He went SportsCenter later, and they asked him to clarify, and he apologized.
Which was easily ESPN's doing of, hey, man, we just checked our mentions, and we're getting roasted. Can you go on SportsCenter and act like you have an apology in you?
So the unique part about Amari Cooper is he played a full 16-game slate last year. He had the second highest catch total, I believe, of his career. Yep, 79. The only year he had more than that was 2016. He had the highest yard total of his career. He had the highest yard per reception total of his career. He had the highest touchdown total of his career with 8, topping his previous high of 7. Is Amari Cooper a turd?
No.
Okay.
I would say no.
Would you have paid that non-turd?
I don't know. I think the difficulty with Dallas is they have so many moving parts, including the quarterback. I don't know if I would have given him $100 million 60 guaranteed.
So he, for a reminder, yeah, he got 5 years, $100 million was the contract that he signed.
But I would have paid him that much.
Right. I might not have gone that high, but the dismissal of him being worthy of a good contract is, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know why Rex Ryan had such a beef with him. That was like, hey.
It was like a personal thing.
Yeah, Rex Ryan sounds off on Amari Cooper. And I thought, why? Maybe you don't think he's worth $100 million. Cool, say that. But there's ways to say that without sounding like you hate the human being.
Yeah, just for a perspective as well on the NFL of where he comes in, total value, it might be the highest contract for a wide receiver, at least left with $100 million. But if you break it down in average per year, he does come in at number 2. So here's kind of the neighborhood that he's in. Julio Jones, still number 1 at $22 million a year. Amari Cooper's at 20. Then it goes Michael Thomas at 19.2, Tyreek at 18, Odell at 18, AJ Green 17.9, Mike Evans 16.5, Brandon Cooks 16.2, Hopkins is 16.2. So that's kind of the neighborhood that he's in. So he's now one of the higher paid wide receivers in the NFL. Only 26, so it should be noted, of all the guys that I just listed, the only guy that is the same age of him as him, everybody else is older, the only one's the same age as Tyreek Hill. They're both 26 years old. The argument that I would make for Amari Cooper, I think your point on Dallas is valid of just there's a lot financially that they need to figure out, and how does that puzzle come together? If Dak Prescott's your guy, Dak Prescott was a different quarterback when Amari Cooper joined that team.
Yeah, their entire offense was when they got him.
That would be my argument for Amari Cooper, is that there was a clear line of delineation between what their offense looked like before he got there and then when he got there. And they had a disappointing year last year, no doubt, but he still put up good numbers.
Well, I'll at least give Rex this, because somebody says stats versus competition question. I need to know more to judge him. And look, again, this isn't to say that Rex Ryan maybe not alluding to something accurate. You look at his home road splits just last year. He finished with 79 catches, 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns. He's got a lot of stinkers on the road versus what he had a couple times at home. Like at home against Minnesota, they lost 11 catches, 147, and a touchdown. At home against Green Bay, they lost 11 catches, 226, and a touchdown. Mm. Then you go to New England. Game started. Yep. 0 catches, 0 yards.
That was an
touchdowns.
Ugly game. Yeah, he no the whole offense no show.
That was
that
13
game.
To 9.
Yeah,
that was.
They didn't
score
a touchdown. Right, he elected to kick a field goal. I think late when it was like 13-6.
And everybody's like, "What the hell are you doing?"
They were down by 7, and he kicked a field goal.
He actually ended up defending that judgment call too. So, like, you look at some of his home road splits. His production is better at home. There's no disputing that. At least for last year, and I'd have to look back to the year before. But it's more the. I want to know more of the backstory. I'm more interested in that than I am judging Amari Cooper.
Sure.
Like, the contract stuff is going to play itself out in the next two seasons, and we'll get a real clear indication if that was a stupid contract or it was well-deserved.
Yeah.
It's the more the personal approach to a player. Like, if I have a criticism of a guy like CJ McCollum, hey, CJ didn't play very well last night, man, and largely his last six games have been kind of disappointing. And there's a way to talk about that. That was a very personal approach by Rex Ryan.
Yeah, I never called an athlete a turd.
Well, it felt like Amari Cooper texted Rex Ryan's feet without his consent. And he was very upset by that.
He made a foot fetish joke and that was it. Sent him over the top.
I don't know where it stemmed from, but clearly he does not like Amari Cooper. And I think it goes well beyond the football field.
Yeah, and this is, you know, he had this, there might have been more, but I remember he had this at Baker Mayfield too. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he took some real personal shots at Baker Mayfield.
And then Mayfield came on to actually confront and talk about it.
Yeah.
And he was very apologetic. And
yeah, he initially responded, I think, with animosity. And then Mayfield was on his whole redemption tour of like, I'm not responding to media members anymore, and then that's when that happened of let's bury the hatchet here. But it's just kind of unique to have a former coach that's now an analyst that doesn't I would say provide a whole lot of insight.
He
takes personal shots at, it's just kind of a weird dynamic.
Well, he's so. The guy that you know probably knows football the most of a lot of media members in a room. But he doesn't really use the acumen. He more so goes on judgment and hot takes.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he could, like, Orlovsky, you might disagree with Dan Orlovsky on a lot of opinions, but Orlovsky will back it up with stats, and you can choose to say, well, I don't agree with the stats you're using for your argument, but at least he's doing some homework there. Rex Ryan feels more like a guy that just, I got a take after watching a guy play, and here's my take. And, you know, sometimes that's cool, but, like, when you're the former head coach on a panel, I was looking for more of a X's and O's dive, like, why do you think Amari Cooper doesn't play well on the road?
Yeah, calling a guy a turd's like what a wacky afternoon show would do. You know, that's kind of our
hey,
lane.
You turd.
Yeah, you turd. Bunch of turds out there. Go to Turdville.
Why don't you save these hot, dumb takes for us in sports radio? Yeah. We're better at it.
This
okay,
is what we do, Bob. It's what we do. So Rex Ryan called Amari Cooper a turd this morning, and he has since apologized. Yes, that's where we're at in sports. I want to get to a local.
I don't get the apology.
No, like if you think he's a turd, just. Stick with it. He's a turd. Okay.
Like, is that because you want Amari Cooper on the show now to confront Rex Ryan to drive ratings up?
Probably. He'll come on next week, and there's your thing. They'll do a whole teleconference brought to you by Zoom.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.